This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Hate crimes are steadily rising in Colorado. Aurora Senator Rhonda Fields and Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser led a discussion on solutions Wednesday. CPR's Tony Gorman was there.
The FBI reported a 14% spike in hate crimes in Colorado last year, with more than 300 incidents reported, the most for the state in 30 years. State Senator Rhonda Fields says there's a larger issue in the number of hate crimes that go unreported.
I think we all grew up with this saying, sticks and stones may break my bones. And you might think that you just need to just kind of suck it up. But what is happening in our young people is those words are hurtful.
A hate-free Colorado survey showed only 18% of Coloradans reported hate crimes to law enforcement. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Experts are applauding a decision to remove what's called excited delirium from Colorado's law enforcement training standards. The controversial diagnosis describes suspects acting hyperactive or agitated. Dr. Jamira Jones is an emergency medical specialist.
You make change with policy. You make change with doing research and working with other stakeholders and task force to really make change. And it's nice to see how the work that we did as a panel translate to this of having that removed from their training. So I was very happy with that.
Excited delirium was cited in the fatal encounter with Elijah McClain.